you know, I work 50 hours a week, majority of the time is 60, and it becomes normalized in healthcare. That's not healthy.
This is Healthcare Worker Diary, a look at the experiences of Minnesota's frontline workers during the pandemic.
My name is Ruben Moore. I am the president and executive officer of Minnesota Community Care, the state of Minnesota's largest federally qualified health centers. Almost immediately when COVID started, we had folks say, you know what, Ruben, I've been in healthcare a long time. It's time for me to retire. The pandemic was too much. We had over 25% attrition, which is really high for healthcare. We had began work on trauma-informed care before the pandemic began. And so we just doubled down on those efforts. We created healing circles throughout the organization. So at midday, people can get together and just talk about the stress and the burden of the day. We also increased our wellness hours. What if you want to go drive over and stand outside of grandma's nursing home and just sing her songs? Next, we don't pay people nearly enough. And in our organization, which we were the first organization in Minnesota history to go to a $20 minimum wage. We have to reconfigure how we think about our modalities of care. We're going to have to do more telehealth. We have to engage patients differently with more mental health workers and other types of solutions, because I think we'll continue to see a smaller workforce. And so we need better processes and technology and approaches to help mitigate that.
This programming is made possible by the Minnesota Department of Health in partnership with the Minnesota Association of Community Health Centers.